بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يدمسهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله، by the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to continue in the reading of the Holy Book, the Holy Quran. We are starting verse 56 of section 3 of the 55th chapter of the Holy Quran, known as Surah Ar-Rahman in Arabic, in English, chapter of the Most Merciful. Yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is narrating to us about paradise. You know, the chapter is showing the mercy of God starting from the creation of the universe, creation of man and genie, how they live, how they carry out their activities on land, how they carry activities on sea, how they have been asking and requesting from God, how they have gone to space travel, continues to when they die, and then judgment established, following those who did evil, how their mercy is for them to be punished. And then those that they are good, how they were given a permit to enter paradise. And in the paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on telling us to the last point, muttaqina ala furushin bata'inuha min istabarak wa janal jannatayn dawan. The last point, that there was a big mattress made of the embroidered silk, istabarak, and they will mount those mattress, the people of paradise, as they were in the mattress lying down, trees, those commercial trees that are having fruits, edible fruits, they will stretch their branches, bringing their fruits within reach, asking the people of paradise to take out of those fruits. That's where we stop. And today, verse 56, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us another aspect of paradise. Fihinna qasiratul tarfi lam yatmisunna insun qablahum wala jannun. In those two paradise that were mentioned earlier, qasiratul tarfi. When you say qasiratul tarfi, tarfi is taking a look. You take a look at somebody coming out. Asiratu, no matter how much you look at them, the next time you look at them is as if you did not look at them the previous time. You're going to see something new. Who are those? They are the paradise nymphs, the women of paradise. In paradise, there will be two types of women. There will be those women who live on this earth, out of mankind. If the paradise is going to be inhabited by a mankind, he's going to have human women from this world that will be given to him. If they too are going to paradise, then they will now be joined in marriage with the owner of the paradise. There will be women of genie. If the inhabitant of the paradise is going to be genie, the women, genie, if they were given the key to enter paradise, they will be married with that genie male, the male genie, and then they will be his wives in the paradise. Now, this one is talking about The women of paradise that were neither genies nor human beings. They never lived in this world. They were originally created with the creation of the paradise. That is mean they are the full-bred women of paradise. So they were the one addressed here. That Fihinna in the paradise, as people of paradise are lying down on the mattress of Istibrak, the embroidered silk, they will now catch a vision of the full-bred women of paradise coming. They are the Hur-il. So those people, the more you look at one and you take away your vision away from her, the next time you look at her, you will discover you have never even looked at her the previous time. No matter the way you look at her, your look on her is very small. The next time you come, you will see what you have not seen in her. Out of beauty, out of attraction, out of all things that women usually have. Lam yatimi sunna insun qablahum wala janun. Meaning this name of paradise, I created having the two structures in them. They are created with a structure of man. They are created with the structure of genie. If the husband is a genie, the structure of genie overcome that of man, and they behave like genie. If it is a man that happened to be their husband, their structure as men overcome that of genie, and they behave like human women. Lam yatimi sunna insun qablahum wala jani. They were all virgin. They were never touched by any man in their own human nature. They were never touched by any genie in their human genie. They are completely virgin. Not only virgin on their private part. Virginity are two. A woman may be virgin on her private part, meaning she has never experienced sexual intercourse. That is virgin on the private part. A woman may be virgin in her mind, meaning she has never tasted a love of another man. So these are virgin in mind. They never love any man except their husband. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them, from where they are in the paradise, capable of seeing their husbands living in this world, knowing the names of their husband, knowing the life of their husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the vision to see their husband while here, so that the love will develop in their mind before the husband enter paradise. That is why as soon as you enter paradise, your love in their mind is already full. And you may be wondering, how does this love build to that extent? Because they are given vision to see you. In some time when they see women in this world, your wife in this world, are giving you headache, they used to speak and say, you, this woman that will give you this husband, to hold them for us temporarily in his life in this world, and you are still misusing. Sooner or later, this husband will leave you, and you will never see him again, and he's going to come back to us. So they are given that blessing to see who are going to be their husband, and that is the only person they will see, and that's the only person they will love. So they were budging in their own sexual organ. They have never had sex. They are virgin in their mind. They never taste a love of another man except their husband. They are also virgin in their tongue. They never utter love to somebody except that their husband is the one that they will utter word of love to him. Which out of the favors of your Lord, mankind and genie, will you deny?
كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان.
كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان. When you look at them, they are like pearl, shining, illuminating, reflecting. The kind of decoration they have and the clothes they wear, there will be glittering of light. And then, because their teeth are purely white, when they smile, their teeth will glitter with light. So they glittered like pearl. Walmarjan, and they also fit their own decoration like coral. In another understanding, Yakut means their human nature. If the husband is man, they are full human woman physique will appear. The physique of a woman that makes her attractive will appear because the husband is a man. Well, Marjan, if the husband is a genie, then the genie woman physique will appear. Those physique that makes genie to be attracted to a woman of their species will appear in them. So كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان, they will be so much attractive to their husbands in such a way that there will be nothing that you will say, how I wish this part of her body is like this. There is no that. You know, in this world, however beautiful a woman, there is some aspect of her that you will wish, this is not. If this is so-so, it could have been better. So to them, no. There wasn't anything. Any form of attraction is found in her. And these women, initially, they were created with what attract their husband. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was narrating his Isra and Mi'raji, he talked to one sahaba and said, I saw your nymphs, your women, in your paradise. He said, Rasulullah, how do they look like? He said, I saw them having black leaves. Then the sahaba said, that is the kind of woman I love. So meaning, the women are created based on what attracts you of a woman. So they were like pearl and coral.
Babi ayyala irabbikuma tukaziban.
Babi ayyala irabbikuma tukaziban. Which people of your Lord, genie and man, will you deny?
Al jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan.
Al jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. So having those women, the people of paradise will just be asking themselves, these women belong to me? They were my wives? What have I done to get those kind of beautiful women? Those women that can speak love. Those women that can gain my attraction. What have I done? Then, one interpretation say is the woman that would tell the person, Hal jaza al ihsanu illa al ihsan. There is no reward for being good than getting something good. Your life, during your living in the dunya, in this world, you lead a good life. A life approved by God. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to you as wife. Another said is the angel that will speak to the person. Hal jaza al ihsanu illa al ihsan. Living good, a life accepted by God is what attracts you to also meet something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be in paradise. Babi ayya ala irabbikuma tukaziban. Which of the favors of your Lord, genie and mankind, will you deny?
Wa min dunihima jannatan.
Wa min dunihima jannatan. And then, apart from this world, apart from this paradise, two paradise mentioned earlier, there are another two paradise. You remember what I say in one interpretation? You can get as plenty paradise as possible. There are other paradise that will also be given as bonuses. You know, man usually like to have things in plenty. You will discover man and genie. Man or genie can only live in one house. But if they have much wealth, you will see they will build several houses. Somebody may build houses in each state of the federation. 36 of those states, there will be houses. But can he sleep in all the houses? No. That is the nature of man. He always wants to have many things, even if he can only use one. Because of that, the gift that will always come to inhabitant of paradise, another paradise, these are the key given to you for another paradise, so that you are not going to get tired living in one paradise. You will go to a new places. Before you come back to this one, you spend hundreds of years. So that the next time you come here, you will be seeing it as something new. That is why women do nihima jannatan. And it is going to be given in two keys. Paradise associated soul location. Another paradise associated soul location was added in your list. Take the keys. Angel will give to you. And then you migrate there. And when you go there, you see different structure, different things of pleasure. So that you don't get tired. And then your ego of having plenty of things as a man or genie has been satisfied with additional gift of paradise. Which out of the favor of your Lord, mankind and genie, will you deny?
Mudhammatan.
Mudhammatan. This paradise also is having mighty shadows from giant trees, like the other one. That one is Zawata Afnan. This one is Mudhammatan, meaning the shadows differs. One scholar say, the only way you can understand paradise is by entering paradise. He who didn't enter will not understand how paradise is. The structure can best be understood by the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his own mercy, bless us to enter. And we will now discover what differentiates the Mudhammatan from the Zawata Afnan.
وبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
وبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان Which out of the favors of your Lord, genie and mankind, will you deny?
فيهما عينان نضاختان
فيهما عينان نضاختان There are waters connected to a pipe at a very high pressure that they can go vertical. Pihima Ainani Tajriyan, pipes with water that moves horizontal. They cannot travel up. They don't have that speed. So they, not the katan, they have a speed to go up. So under this structure, there are fountains of water in the garden. The water are being shooted up. And as they are going up, coming down, they form another very beautiful scene, a fountain of water going up and coming down in garden with birds surrounding it. Also, upstairs, building upstairs, this Nadakatan, it pumps the water to reach there without any difficulties. There are no sumo that at a point in time, the quail will get damaged. This one, they are moving based on Kudra, the power of God Almighty, so it will never fail. Which out of the favors of your Lord, genie and mankind, will you deny?
Yihima fakiyatun wan nakhl wa rumman.
The explanation of this paradise continues. Pihima pakihatun. In the new additional paradise given to the inhabitants of paradise, there are fruits. Pakiha, that is fruits. Different type of fruits. There are fruits that are annual fruits. There are those that they are biennial fruits, and there are those that are perennial. So out of them, wanakhalun. Apart from all those fruits joined together, there were date palms because of their significance to an Arab man. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is an Arab man. His companions are Arabian. So dates will be mentioned. That is one reason. Second reason, dates. Out of all fruits we have in this world, date is the only fruit that is similar to the one of paradise. Date alone can give you all what you need as a food. Date is having medicinal benefits. It's having many other benefits which other fruits are not having. That is why it is removed out. There are fruits, and then there are dates, and then there is pomegranates, and that is rumman. So rumman also is removed out because it is another important fruit to the Arabian Peninsula. It is medicinal. Much of the time when people fall sick, rumman is what used to bring appetite back to you. It's just like vitamin C. It will bring back vitamin B and C. It will bring appetite back to a person who consumes it. Which out of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny? Okay. So, inshallah, we draw the curtain here. Next time we come, we will take verse 70, inshallah, to Allah. So, what we read and we acquired, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us. What we read and air, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend the reward to our teachers who taught us ulumu diniya, and may He bless our shuyukhs who give us spiritual training.
Amen.